Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Warning. Listener caution is advised. The following broadcast contains bad language and bad grammar and probably bad spelling, which is frankly an achievement for audio content.
Mobile audio stream enabled at tunein.alphageekradio.com. Chat room enabled at geek-io.net/live. Geek.io initialized.
We're geeking out across the globe, so tuck in and hold on to your butts. It's time for the Geek.io show.
Geek.io. Put geek in and geek out.
Hello, dear listener. Here at Geek.io,
mobile audio stream enabled at tunein.alphageekradio.com.
You don't understand.
Okay, just stop the intro music. That's fine. All right, this is the Geek.io show. Episode number 145, recorded St. Patrick's Day on Lucky Charms, 2016. I am your host, CJ Boat.
This is Matt Rumbold.
And Raul was muted. Right there.
And I'm muted. One of us had to be. it would be a Geek Io show without someone starting to talk and not muted.
Exactly. So, as you can tell, we got a little bit of a different lineup here tonight. We have some people who are not feeling good, some people who are busy with school and jobs. So we're going to do a Gamer Geek special.
Woot.
Yay.
There for like 2 weeks, Raul was doing a little short segment that we played in the middle of the show for our Gamer Geeks segment where he does the most of the writing for on the site, geek-io.net/gamergeeks. But I thought it would be kind of fun for – there's a lot of gaming news going on lately, surprisingly, for an off – like a pre-E3 season. So figured we should just go ahead and – Raul and I have been batting around the idea of doing a gaming podcast for a while now, so we're going to try this out a little bit. This is just a...
It sounds like just as bad as an episode zero, don't you think?
Yeah, basically. But yeah, it's kind of a cold open. Or cold pilot, but that's fine.
Yep.
So
what have you been up to, CJ?
Hold on, you're skipping ahead of things.
Okay, sorry.
Can you read your Google Hangout?
Yeah, there's still a structure to this show. Contrary to belief. No, that's the wrong one, damn it! Why is that
You're talking about structure?
Yeah, no shit.
Why is that not on here? Why is my G3 intro not on here anymore?
Poor CJ.
Jesus Christ.
Gadgets, games, and gizmos. Pew, 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 pew.
You know what, CJ, when all our affairs just blame the cat.
Yes, it's the cat's fault.
Which is currently right behind you.
He's sneaking up.
Freaking cat. So, yeah, this is Gadgets, Games, and Gizmo. We're going to talk about mostly the games we've been playing with. Do a little bit of a review on some games here and do a little roundtable discussion on things that we've been playing and doing. And it's kind of going from here, more game-focused. And like I said, actually do some in-depth stuff with the games. This is just like saying, you know, I played this and then move on. So, okay. Matt, what have you been doing?
I have been doing a little bit of my Overwatch beta. There might be some salty out there.
There's plenty of salt right here, my friend.
Well, we
don't
have to wait
1 more
month.
Yeah, I've been doing a little bit of my Overwatch beta when I haven't been slinging drinks. And going over con news and stuff like that. That and pretty much Hearthstone. I've been a Blizzard boy. Well, you know I'm a Blizzard boy.
Yeah.
Outside of Blizzard, I've been revisiting Ingress, which I know is not news, but I was setting up a portal at a water tower, and the cops came. I was like, oh, crap. I was like, they asked what I was doing. I was there was like three of them, and I was like, oh boy, I was like, this, yeah, I was shaking. I was like, wait a minute, I'm just playing a game, guys. They said, you can't be here. I was like, okay, I'm leaving now. I'm not going to argue with you. I was like, that was a scary incident.
Yeah.
But that's what I've been doing lately.
Did you break into a courtyard? And, like,
I didn't. I was just in a parking lot. I really was. I was, I mean, there's no signs or anything like that. And, you know, if I was, you know, feeling my oats, I could have sat there and it's like, hey, there's no signs or notifications that I can't be here. And, I said, you can't be here. I was like, okay, I'm out of here.
You didn't feel like getting tased and pepper sprayed that day.
Yeah, or, you know, yeah, I didn't. Not at all. I was like, nope, here's my driver's license. You know, this is all I'm doing. I don't have any arms or anything like that on me. You know, but that was I guess you could call that a gaming story. It's like nothing like doing a little bit of Ingress and the cops pulling up.
No, nothing wrong with that. So what do you think of the Overwatch changes that have been going on?
The Overwatch changes are looking very good, very nice so far. I'm kind of digging on it. I don't want to like provide too many spoilers, and I know, when the first invites came out with beta, I was feeling pretty salty, and then I got my invite, and I was like, oh man, I don't want to sit there and pour it on too much for the people that haven't gotten invites or are waiting for the game to come out, but it's looking really, really nice. Okay. And yes, I am partial to Winston.
Why does that not surprise me?
Yeah, big freaking gorilla.
My weekend in there, I was all about the sniper lady. Widowmaker?
Oh yeah, Widowmaker.
Yeah. I was all about her and the robot ninja dude. He was cool. I liked him.
What's his name? It's not Zero. It's, oh, what the hell is his name?
Yeah, right? Like,
Toshiro's the other one, right?
Yeah, Toshiro's the sniper that I'm not any good with.
Oh.
I'm bad with him.
I mean, they say it looks a lot like Team Fortress 2.
Yeah.
But it's completely different, right?
If you're going to do, I mean, it is apples to oranges in that case. But if you want a closest thing to compare it to, it would definitely be more Team Fortress 2 than your Call of Duties and such.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because there's no team deathmatch. It's all co-op team base.
Or did they introduce a team deathmatch yet, Matt? Because I know they're going to with the actual game.
I don't think – no, they haven't gotten a team – I mean, they've gotten – no, they haven't gotten a team deathmatch yet, or at least not that I know of.
Okay. I know that's going to be in there. I just don't know. So when it comes out, I'm definitely getting it, and you will pry it from my cold, dead hands. I'm not a big – I'm not a first-person shooter kind of guy, but man – something about that. Blizzard just in the magic touch on everything. It's ridiculous.
I mean, they're the Apple of the gaming industry because.
Oh, yes.
There's been other. Okay. There were other MMOs before WoW.
Yeah. Oh, they were all horrible.
Okay. Yes.
No. I just. As far as horrible, like for example, UO. UO was that first person that now you got me doing it. That MMO that was just worldwide.
EverQuest. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm being facetious, but I mean that still paled in comparison to the numbers of what WoW did.
Oh, yes, it did. But a lot of these games are like precursors to what a lot of these developers got their inspiration from.
Yeah. But I mean, and then you could just roll, I mean, with that logic, though, you can roll it back further and blame Gary Gygax for WoW because it's all based on a roll D20 system.
No, it is. I am. But I get to do that because I'm the old guy.
And, I mean, look at Hearthstone. There was, well, was there really an online train card game?
Magic!
But that actually worked.
Magic! MTGO is great, dude. Magic Gathering Online is, it's actually good. It's really good.
I mean, Hearthstone came from the idea of Magic, right?
Yeah, it came from the idea of the World of Warcraft TCG, which came from Magic, yes. Again, recursive. Yes. Blizzard is really good at evolving games forward.
They are. They're really good at it.
Yeah, I mean, and everyone tries to catch up to Blizzard because when they announced what was it, Heroes of the Storm came out, three other companies.
MOBAs exploded. It's like, yeah. Oh, League of Legends was a thing and Dota 2 was a thing, but like all of a sudden Heroes of the Storm comes out and everybody releases their, oh, we have a super team. We have dozens of people for our MOBA.
You know what? Here's the one bad thing about this is that we're kind of all Blizzard fanboys. We need a dissenting opinion on this shit.
Well,
we need,
I mean,
one that hates Blizzard.
Because
you're not going to find it in this crowd. You're not.
As for hating Blizzard, it's going to be hard to find somebody that absolutely flat out hates them. Like, you'll have sports game haters and stuff like that. You'll have them. You'll have people that, you know, hate Hearthstone because it's, you know, they feel they have to buy into it too much to win, and or there's just too much, or they just hate card games. You'll have people, I mean, for lack of a better term, I pretty much hate WoW at this point in time. Because, I mean, I play it and just, I would get back on and I'll resub, and I just, like, by the time I'm done with a couple of dailies or something, I just feel like raking my eyes out. So,
well,
you wanted a dissenting opinion
so
on
much,
that.
CJ.
I am really, like, WoW is just, like, not on my radar at all. And I just, ugh.
Well, I mean, but think about how many hours you poured into that game.
Yeah, I mean, I played WoW for...
How many dances can you do until you get tired of the dance?
Yes, exactly. And it's not just an MMO thing. I'm playing Final Fantasy XIV right now. I'm having a freaking blast with it. But it's just like, I got back on and did some Warlord stuff, and I got my Death Knight up to max level, and got my Shaman up to max level. I'm just like, all right, I just can't do this anymore. The art style is just not what I'm wanting anymore. The gameplay is just... I still love the lore. Like, I'm a huge Warcraft lore person. I have all of the books, and I'll look up all of the cinematics for an expansion on YouTube. It makes it actually a very interesting movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like they're coming out with a movie in a couple months, right?
Exactly. But, I mean, like, you'll go through and I watched all the cinematics for... Somebody had set up a playlist for it on YouTube. They just went right through, and it was like an hour and a half long with everything involved in there. And it was, like I said, it was actually a pretty interesting movie. So...
Yeah, it looks really good. The...
Oh, yes. Oh, by yes, looks definitely. Really good. But, I mean, just as for playing, if you want a dissenting opinion, you know, I'd rather step on a D4 than... freaking play WoW anymore.
Yeah, but I'll probably get back in when Demon Hunters come in, and then if it doesn't get its hooks on me, I'll quit.
I played the alpha, because... and in its current state, it's not enough to draw me back in, personally. Oh, okay. Just personally.
Well, yeah, because when you buy a game like WoW, when you don't buy it, you sub to it.
Yes.
You feel like you have to spend enough time on it to justify you spending money on it.
Precisely.
Well, but you're finding this a lot in a lot of... I'm on a break. It's just for the simple fact that we've played this for years. We have played WoW for a good decade. We're getting close to a decade.
That's 12 years this year? 11 or 12 years?
12 years.
12 years.
Yeah.
So
four.
So you've probably... We've played WoW for a decade.
Yes.
A little bit more than a decade. So, yeah, stepping back from it, not infeasible. And, well, the good thing about going to BlizzCon now versus when I first started going to it, it was not just BlizzCon, it was going just for WoW.
Yeah, you exactly. It was the WoW convention else. With sides of Diablo 2 at the time. And, like...
Yeah, that was pretty much it. Now you go, and it's all about it's more diversified.
Yeah,
the Overwatch line was insane.
Oh yeah, dude, I can only imagine. I saw a few pictures of it. I can't wait to go this year and just like get in there and just watch like the Hearthstone finales and everything like this. Like, I'm gonna be everywhere except for anything to do with WoW whatsoever. So,
oh sir,
speaking of Diablo,
you have no idea.
Did you hear that they patched Diablo 2 and Warcraft? Second set? Or
yes.
Second part?
Yes. That's okay. News.
Gotta follow the Google document.
No one put it in there.
I did put it in there.
Where? Oh, there it is.
So, yeah, I'm super excited for Overwatch, and I've already pre-ordered it on PC. And
what are the chances of you paying double and getting it on the PS4?
Especially if they can have any kind of local multiplayer, which I don't know if they're going to or not, but if they do, by far, like, I will do that in a heartbeat. And, like, if me and Matt could sit on the couch and play together along with, like, what they do with Rocket League, I could play local multiplayer on my couch and still connect to the internet. If I'm able to do that, absolutely. Not a problem. But I just kind of...
Actually, now we're coming. There's some more news coming up on that, too.
Dun, dun, dun. Yes.
I saw that link.
So, yeah, you know, other than that, we'll talk more about Hearthstone after the break as well, because big stuff has been happening in Hearthstone that I'm super stoked for.
Here's a hint. CJ's getting ready to buy some card packs.
So many.
I think a lot of us are fixing to buy a lot of card packs.
So many card packs. Took me 4 hours to open up all the ones from TGT that I bought. I almost have the entire TGT set. I'm missing like 2 legendaries.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. And I'm also, right now I'm taking a break from Hearthstone personally, because except for doing my tavern brawls, because I need standard. I need standard so bad. It hurts. I can't lose to another secret paladin. I just can't bring myself to keep losing a secret paladin.
Do you want to play a match after the show?
Sure.
I'll give you a hint what my deck is.
Secret paladin. Fucker.
That's why I named my paladin deck.
Nice. So yeah, and that's, yeah, Hearthstone and me, we're still totes BFFs, but I personally have been I've been getting dragged around by other games, and I'm having expansion fever for Hearthstone, so I'm just kind of doing that whole, you know what, I don't really need to play this right now. Once standard comes in, it'll make me happy.
Because it's dropping what, Naxxramas and Blackrock?
No, it's dropping Naxxramas and Goblins versus Gnomes.
Oh, okay.
Which is crippling so many meta decks right now.
Wait, how is that crippling? Whatchamacallit, Secret Paladin?
You lose Armored Shield Bot for your 3-drop. You lose Piloted Mini Shredder for your 4-drop. You lose
Shredder was Gnomes versus Goblins. Yep. I thought it was.
No, Pilot Shredder was GVG.
Oh, okay.
You're losing Muster, which is a major thing for Paladin.
Oh, yes.
For Paladin, you're getting a, what people are calling, the Angry Chicken dubbed Ball of Dudes, which is 5 mana and you spawn 5/1/1 Silverhand recruits.
Nice.
But they called it Ball of Dudes because you have Ball of Spiders for Hunter. So, yeah, they're calling it Ball of Dudes, which is great. For a 5-drop, you're also losing Dr. Balance. You're losing Dr. Seven, which is a big thing.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dr. Boom has won me so many games.
You're right. My favorite story for Dr. Boom was it was one of the ones where you would one of the tavern brawls that you would spawn something and the creature that you would have would transform into something random for the same cost. So I played Dr. Boom, and he transforms, and, you know, he pops his 2 minions first and then transforms, because that's what the tavern brawl was. He transformed into Mimiron's head. So, ended my turn. Oh, I got Voltron. It was so great.
And I love the tavern brawls, because right before Trials of Crusader came out, they gave you a tavern brawl that just gave you a deck that had the cards in it.
Yeah, it won't surprise me if they do that with this as well. Hopefully they do a better job, because those 2 decks were garbage.
We'll talk about the cards when we get to that news, right?
Absolutely. And non-Blizzard games, like I said, I've been playing Final Fantasy XIV a lot personally. And that's scratching my MMO itch big time. And I love the art style of it. It's fantastic. I'm having so much fun with it. I've never referred so many people to a game.
Final Fantasy has always had a reputation for just being an utterly beautiful game.
Oh, yeah.
Back during the PS1 game days.
Yeah, absolutely. And the reputation is still there with this. It's just, it's gorgeous.
Is it full free to play?
No, it's all pay to play.
Ah.
They're constantly running sales on it, though, where you can get the base set for like $10 and you get a free month with it. So you're paying less than a month subscription for it. It's for that, it's worth it. Definitely. I mean, it is a lot of fun. And they give you a lot of rewards for keeping subbed and everything like that. They do this awesome thing where basically they treat their subscription plan like a free to play game would, where, hey, if you keep subscribing, we're going to give you free stuff. But all it does, I mean, you can't not play without subscribing, but they're still giving you amazing things for just showing up and paying.
That's cool. I don't know if I want to try an MMO right now with so many games coming out.
Right? Other than that, I've been playing Bloodborne because I hate myself.
Yes, you do. I mean,
I
don't understand. I mean, they say, oh, yeah, I want to snap my controller, but it's satisfying.
It is. It really is. Now, Bloodborne is not as hard as the Dark Souls games. I mean, I only died once in the first hour of playing Bloodborne, whereas in the first hour of playing Bloodborne, I never got or Dark Souls 2. I never got out of the first fucking starting area. So I turn around and there's 10 wolves trying to attack me. I'm trying to fight them off. I die. Make a new character. 10 wolves try to attack me. Stealth. Thing jumps out from behind me. Kills me. God damn it.
I'm watching my friends play it and I'm Dark Souls and I'm like, really? You've been here for 20 minutes. You died and you have to go all the way back and do all that all over again.
Yep.
I mean,
Bloodborne, the one thing I love about Bloodborne is they're a lot more liberal with the checkpoints. It's not easy per se. Don't get me wrong. If you die right before a boss, oh God, you have like another half hour back, just trudging back through everything that you just killed. But I mean, there's, you know, per stage, there's like 5 or 6 checkpoints as opposed to the 2 in any given Dark Souls area. And that's if you're lucky. They also do this really cool thing where every level has a shortcut that'll drop you right in front of the boss. Now you lose your level, you lose your experience from killing things and everything like that. But if you're just trying to gung ho through the game, you have that option. Other than that, Fire Emblem Birthright still. That game.
Which chapter are you on?
20 something? Because I keep doing challenges and doing castle battles now and everything like that.
What difficulty are you on?
Normal.
And the deaths?
Casual.
Oh, so they come back.
Come back after the fight, yeah, because I always hated that, playing the old Fire Emblem games where it's like, you die, you're done. And it's like, yeah, it adds a level of strategy, but it also just adds extra frustration.
Yes, when the enemy comes up and he gets a crit off of like a 2%.
Exactly, or a 1%. It's like, all right, God damn it, you literally took me from full hit points to nothing because you got lucky on a 1%. That's not strategy. That's frustration.
And you literally have to battle save every turn.
Mm-hmm. So I like this where, you know, it's still a consequence. I could still lose. I've lost plenty of times. Not plenty of times. A few times. But it's not that brutal where, like, if I somehow win with only my main character surviving, that my entire good team is completely decimated.
I want to get through the game and get through, like, breaking my 3DS, so I have Phoenix on.
Yeah, I played first game I started before I restarted the game, I played with Phoenix on. It was just too easy. Because you can go down in difficulty, but you can't go up in difficulty. So I wasn't that far in the game. I just decided to restart and go from the beginning. I might do Phoenix on Conquest, because apparently Conquest is rough. For those who don't play, Phoenix is like your character dies and they immediately come back to life.
Yeah, as soon as the turn ends, they come back.
Yeah.
Full health and all that is just...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's for people who want to get through the story.
Yes. And I need to get through those stories before end of April, because freaking Bravely Default 2 comes out and there's no force in the verse that can stop me from buying that.
That's the thing. I'm probably going to get into JRPGs because this is starting to... Because it's just real quick, portable. I can just play a couple hours and that's it.
Absolutely.
Well, right now, I've been doing Star Trek timelines just because I have been traveling and I've been busy. So, yeah. I mean, time in front of my rig or in front of my game system has been kind of limited. Thus, the Ingress thing. I'm on the road. Might as well do some Ingress.
Yeah.
I'm in an airport. Might as well do some timelines. I'm kind of on the fence about timelines, to be honest with you. It's your typical free to play, you know.
You're out of energy. Spend 99 cents to get your energy back.
Yeah, and you know, with microtransactions and stuff like that. Seems like a lot of the quests and stuff like that can be very, very repetitive. But I mean, it's not a bad little time waster for free to play.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
No.
I've been playing a little bit more Rocket League too because of the Steam controller. It just makes that game butter. I'll talk about that after the break. Never mind. Other than those, I'm getting more back into Magic the Gathering again. I've been playing Magic since 1994. I've been to regionals. I've been in national tournaments. And I'm actually going in for my first competitive tournament this weekend I did it before I was married. So 13 years, 14 years. And I'm scared out of my mind.
Oh, I had some friends of mine. They went to a Grand Prix.
Yeah.
Exhausting because they were there for like 12, 13 hours.
Yeah.
Because the actual staff there, like, They like between rounds would take like 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's a minimum of 45 minutes per round. Typically it's capped at 45 minutes unless you're in the finals, and they'll just let the turns go. They'll just let them go forever on those. That's the reason why Raul, when like at Dragon Con, when I do my annual, I'm going to do a draft and lose in the first round because I'm good at drafts everywhere else. Just apparently not at Dragon Con. it's 45 minutes and the round ends. You have to finish your entire game before 45 minutes are up.
Oh, no. There it was like they kept on calling the judges for like every little thing, and the judge would always add like 5 minutes to them.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, but these my friends, they were just super frustrated because they did the whole thing where they took like forever to do one move.
Jeez. I mean, for those who are interested in it, it's like watching a very good chess match. But for those who aren't, it's like watching paint dry. I mean, you have to want to watch those. And personally, I mean, I enjoy watching Magic players play. It's one of the few games that I can actually just sit and watch. I enjoy it even better when, you know, it's on Twitch and you have people actually commentating, because it adds a little bit more life to it. But to me, it's actually enjoyable to watch. But then again, I also like watching chess matches. So it's the reason why I call myself the king of geeks, folks.
I can get into a good chess match. I could actually watch Magic the Gathering, although I haven't played in 10 years.
Yeah, I was out for a while. I played when I first got married, and then I just kind of got out of it because adulthood bit me in the face. and now my kids are older, and I'm teaching them how to read with Magic cards sometimes, and like...
Very good for reading comprehension and math.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of what I'm using those and Pokemon cards to help them with those basic skills, and also because I want somebody to play with.
Very, very good, sir. Way to raise those kids up right.
Oh yeah, and absolutely. And if I raise them on TCGs, I never have to worry about them getting into drugs because they will have no time nor money.
That is true.
So yes, one problem down. Now I just have to deal with the fact that my daughter is blonde haired, blue eyed, and is going to be absolutely freaking gorgeous when she grows up. Yeah,
right. It'll be okay.
All right, Rob, what have you been playing?
Well, like I said, I've been playing. I bought a new 3DS because one, they were having a special $100 towards a new 3DS if you trade in the old one.
Okay.
So I picked up Majora's Mask. I wanted to finish that one first because I'm a huge Zelda fan.
Fair.
I don't remember it being that hard back when I played it on the other consoles.
On the 64? No, dude, Majora's Mask was hard.
Yeah, it was hard, but I don't remember it being that hard.
You had to think about that. Because
I played it on the 64, on the GameCube, on that special edition one.
Yeah, the quad edition thing that they released, which was awesome.
The collectors. And then I played it on the Wii Virtual Console.
Yeah.
Now finally on the 3DS. But, like, it's surprising. Like, I beat those games. I played the hell out of those games. And, like, how easily it all just came back to me.
Oh, yeah. It's like riding a bike, seriously.
Oh, and the changes that they made to it made it a little too easy, I guess. Because, like, you don't need to have a sword to save anymore, like, for the owl statues.
Oh, huh.
So now you can save in that first 3 days when you're a Deku shrub.
Yeah.
You can actually save. You remember you had to go through all that?
Yeah.
Before you could actually save. And now you don't have to wait for time anymore. You can actually play the Song of Double Time and go to a specific hour in the day or jump to the next day.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and it makes the most epic quest in that game is the Couple's Mask because it requires you to do specific things on all 3 days.
Yeah. Have you gotten the stupid immortal God Link one?
Yes. My first playthrough, I made sure I got everything.
Nice. That's how you do it.
And, yeah, I mean, I'm done. I mean, I could go back and clean up all the heart containers.
Yeah.
But, oh, man. The one temple I hate the most, and they did some changes in that temple, is the Stone Tower.
Yeah.
The one you have to flip upside down.
Mm-hmm.
The twin, it's called Twin Mold now.
Okay.
The two worms.
Yeah.
You don't get the stone mask, which makes you giant, in the temple anymore.
Ooh.
It's halfway through the fight.
Huh. Interesting.
But once you get it, you keep it.
Yeah, like you should.
So, yeah. But no. Once you get it, if you die, you still keep it, and then you just go into it, and you can use this. But the thing is that you can't use a sword.
Yeah.
It's just fists. You have to beat one, and then the other one. The boss design of it is very finicky because you got to hit them perfectly to actually do any damage. And it's just like, oh, really? And it's like, it took me about a day and a half to defeat the second half of that boss fight in game time, slowed down. So about 30 minutes, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I hope they push an update and fix that or something. But and then also playing Fire Emblem, but I'm playing Conquest.
Okay.
The companion to Birthright.
Yeah.
Which is just, there's a pivotal moment where you choose one side or the other.
Yes. Or neither if you get Revelations.
Right?
Yeah. I have all three of them. I'm playing through Birthright.
Okay, so I'm going to have to play this game three times.
Yes.
But it's going to be three separate storylines.
Yes. And apparently it's not just like, oh, so-and-so changes into so-and-so. Apparently, like, and from what little I played of Conquest, it is drastically different. So it is you getting three different storylines. It's not just, you know, oh, I don't get Leo. I get this person, but everything else is exactly the same. No, not in the least.
So it's kind of like,
you are getting three separate games with it.
Yeah. But it's not like, oh, it's just like the both sides will win, but it's just like, but it's all canon, right? Or is it like?
Yeah, all three storylines are canon. I think Revelations is the one that is going to be based on the next game on Fire Emblem 15. I think that's the storyline that they're going to build on, because in each of the games, there's a very, like Final Fantasy games, there's a very thin line you can follow. If you really try,
okay.
You have to really want to try. Like, if you want to learn, like, speaking of Zelda and complicated storylines, how it stacks did Legend of Zelda this time around, and they tried to go through the convoluted storyline of all of Legend of Zelda. It's kind of like that. Like, you're jumping forward games and going back games, and then this cataclysmic thing happens, but the game that happens is not there yet.
Making more universes,
yes.
Dimensions.
Exactly.
And, let's see, playing lots of Hearthstone. I mean, like, I'm bored here at the house. I'm on vacation for the week. And I'm like, you know what? I'll play a quick match of Hearthstone.
3 hours
the
later.
The only time that I ever cursed myself for not streaming.
Yeah,
because
right?
I had like two epic matches. I'm like, I can't believe that worked.
I love when that happens.
Yeah. But like just the RNG Jesus was just good to me. And gave me the perfect cards.
Don't you love when that happens?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, and then, wow.
And I've been playing Heroes of the Storm on and off. I mean, the quick matches are fine, but I mean, if you really want to get into it, you need to go in it with a group of people.
Yeah.
So you can actually, because sometimes you're like, what are you doing? He's right there. He's at one health. Hit him. And they just walk by him.
Damn it. Quit yelling so much.
I'm yelling at my screen like, why? And because I pick, they released Mei Ling from Diablo.
Yeah.
The duel, the necromancer.
Nice.
Mei Ling gets blown up quick. I mean, one, she's a mage, so she's a glass cannon to begin with. But I mean, if you're not in the right position, they will hunt you down.
Mei Ling's there. Kill her.
Yeah, because she is a back of the line kind of hero.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because her orb, the further away you are from it, the more damage it does.
Yeah.
As you shoot it out. And yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, I was telling Matt before the show started, it's like, I'm on vacation, so my routine has kind of like been screwed up.
Yes.
Because I'm used to, I go to work, I make my coffee, and I go check all the news from overnight. I check out all the video game news, all that, and I'm like, oh, this is pretty interesting. Oh, cool. And then 8 o'clock comes around, and then I actually start doing work.
Yeah.
All right. I will sit there. Go ahead, CJ.
No, go ahead.
I will say, just since we are doing video game, and that's two of my biggest loves I just encountered just a little less than a week ago. That's video games and bars. I was in New York. And I hit Barcade in New York City. And we're talking about classic video games here from TMNT, Asteroids. They have a four-man Pac-Man player, which is phenomenal, by the way, if you ever get a chance to try it. Great beers on tap. Highly recommended. Can I plug them? Is that okay?
Yeah, they're just not sponsored. So, yeah, go ahead and plug them. It's fine.
Yeah.
Barcade. Would like to ask Barcade me that now, but yeah, go for it.
yeah, I'm kind of past that point, but it was me, a few friends of mine. You mind if I give them a shout out?
No, go for it.
Christy Fox, Colin Meehan, Samuel Coe. We had a blast. There was some serious video game playing. Christy actually went to some Asteroids, and I was amazed. I was like, wow, I haven't seen this in a long time. But nice. Yeah, it was. If you're in the New York area, definitely check out Barcade.
Yeah, there's a few of them around. Like, there's one in Cleveland. There's one in Columbus, Ohio. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of them around in the Northeast. Like, they're not so much down here.
There's a one up there. One just opened up here in Charlotte, called Abari, like Atari. Nice.
Yeah.
I haven't visited yet, but when I do, you'll know about it.
There's one in Atlanta that, if I wasn't so damn busy during Dragon Con, I'd go check out.
How far away from the con?
It's a good trek.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it further away than the movie theater?
I think it's actually pretty equidistant to that, just in a different direction.
Yeah, the movie theater that was above the
subway,
the gym.
Yeah,
gym.
Yeah, and the train runs underneath it as well. So
keep in mind, though, I'll be driving. So
yeah, I know. Yeah, I'll take a look and see. We might. I'll do some discussion about some Con Geek stuff. We might see. I might reach out to them and see if we can do something over there. Try and get at least a little bit further away from the con, because good lord, that's a madhouse. But that's a different topic for another time.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
First time.
Absolutely. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, pay some
bills. Good, because I need a beer.
Yeah, we're going to pay some bills. And to commemorate some of our amazing Gamer Geeks goodness, we're going to play Professor Shy Guy's Minecraft. If you've hung on this long and you're for some reason offended by weird veiled sexual references, come back in about 5 minutes. So, folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello, dear listener. Here at Geek.io, we're always happy to give some support to the little person. So today I'd like to let you know about a small internet startup called Amazon.com. Go to geek-io.net/Amazon to check out their large catalogues of books and magazines. I believe they may have some other items for sale too, records and videotapes perhaps. Using geek-io.net/Amazon lets them know you discovered them through us and I'll throw a few pennies our way. Thank you. Hello, listeners. Do you know why I spend $3,000 a month on my Derrick Rose Otis boxer shorts? It's because there's nothing in life so important as decent support. I don't want my coin purse to be split in half by poorly fitting underpants, or have my family jewels left swaying in an easterly wind by a loose caboose. No, we all need our nuts, nards, nuggets and balls to be caressed like man plums in a beautiful woman's grip. And you can be that support. Not for my fellas, but for these good chaps at Geek.io. These hairy acorns are in desperate need of financial underwear, and you can help by going to geek-io.net/support to throw them a few bones. Or simply click on a referral link. They may even save you some money in the process. Remember, geek-io.net/support, and you too can be holding their veiny plums in your figurative hands.
Get my SCXP, take all that you need to enchant your axe and chop my wood with a looting level 3. Get you there fast when I visit your nether world. Cut that time in half if I activate your inner pearl. You won't need a piston powered by redstone, cause PvP's enabled and you're not alone. Dig, 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 dig. We cannot stop until we make that rock. In the slowness and take a swig. We cannot stop until I make you pop. I see you sheared your wool. Now you're the smooth as stone. I'm banging on your door. Can you hear me moan? Feeling like wheat being fed to my flock, growing like bone meal, a plot to my crop. I'm harder than obsidian when lava's mad with wet. All deep inside your mind shaft for survival mode set. We can change the difficulty now. After a while, I grab a saddle, give you control, and ride you pick your style. Ooh, we cannot stop until we make bedrock. Potion of slowness and take a swig. We cannot stop until I make you pop. You're in the jungle biome, I'll show you what I got. I brought a sea creature to tame your ass a lot. But if I end your dragon, you have the neck to show. I can't pick it up.
That was the always amazing Professor Shy Guy with Mining Craft from his Rated Heart album. Get that over at professorshyguy.bandcamp.com. Seriously, just go pick up all of shit. It's all freaking amazing.
Is he planned for Dragon Con this year? Or
I don't know yet. I'm going to get a hold of him and see. And I mean, if he's having an issue, I might see if he just wants to crash with us or something. I'm going to have that room just completely jumping. But I want him there this year again because that was, oh, God.
Oh, that my first Dragon Con when we had that sweat box of a conference room?
But it was so fucking good.
Oh, my God.
Is this what I get to look forward to?
Yes. It is so amazing, dude. just go back and listen to, and you and anybody else who's interested in it, and go back and listen to our, if you go to geek-io.net/DragonCon, we have an entire page dedicated to Dragon Con goodness for the last 2 years. And this year, it's going to absolutely explode. Last year, we did a live show down in the basement of the Hyatt. We're good at this year, hopefully, if I can get a hold of the people running it, have an actual live show panel. I'm going to be on some panels this year because I'm a professional this year. somehow. I don't know how that happened.
they watched the show, right?
Yeah, right? So, hey, I get to play something. I haven't got to play in, like, a year and a half because it's a different show this week.
On to the news!
Oh, wow. Man. Wow. I haven't got to play that in so long. Because we're not doing Geek Out this week, folks. We're doing gaming news. That's right. So, Matt, why don't you start us off?
Okay, well, big gaming news right now as far as convention-wise. We have PAX East, which will be April 22nd through the 24th in Boston.
I'll be there.
Tickets are sold out. Tickets are sold out.
I think they have day passes still.
I want to go so bad, and I am feeling a little salty to you right now, CJ.
As you should.
I want to go. I want to cry a little bit that I'm not there. That is probably some of the biggest news as far as conventions go. We should be getting announcement for fully sales sold out, of even BlizzCon the tickets soon.
Even the day passes are sold out for PAX East right now.
As far as BlizzCon tickets, announcements for ticket sales should be within, I would hazard a guess, within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Because it opened in May, and then no, in April, and then like May, right?
Yeah, typically. But then again, people are starting to freak out because it's been announced before now, almost every year, but there's not been any announcement yet, and Blizzard has not said that they're doing a tour. They're not doing a BlizzCon every year. So
yeah, no, they said but they have said before that they're not going to go without a year without doing a BlizzCon ever again too.
They had a busy year that year, didn't they?
Yeah, the 1 year they didn't do, I believe, was 2012.
Yeah, nothing really came out there.
They just didn't have any announcements for anything on release.
Yeah.
For that year, so they thought. But after in 2013, that's when they said they wouldn't skip a year of not having a BlizzCon. Now there are people who are complaining that there's too much to do in 2 days, and that it should be a 3 day con. Yeah. I come up with it as much as because it is as far as conventions go, probably some of the more expensive tickets.
Yes.
With the exception of maybe E3, which is industry insiders anyway. That having a 3 day con would jack that ticket price up pretty substantial.
Absolutely.
And then you're going to have a lot of people having a hard time even affording those tickets.
All right.
So Matt, you've been to BlizzCon, right?
Yeah, this will be my sixth BlizzCon.
From what I hear, that it's not like as overcrowded as other cons.
No, it's not. You get a lot of wide open space, but it's pretty tight knit community as far as the attendees. But it's a blast. I mean, it's a lot of fun. No, it's not as packed. You're still only talking about 26,000 attendees all day.
Yeah.
So it's not like a San Diego Comic-Con or Dragon Con.
Oh, yeah, dude. Dragon Con is, like, packed all the time. It is glorious and horrifying at the same time. We've been kind of hitting at him a little bit here. We'll go ahead and tackle all the Blizzard news at once, by the way. We'll just go ahead and just smack all of this we're just going to go right off of that. And, you know, Overwatch did officially get its release date. It is May 25th. Scrolling 25th.
Yeah.
You could pre-purchase it right now for PC. You could pre-order it through a couple other means. You can also pre-order your PS4 and Xbox One versions. If you pre-purchase it, you get a skin for somebody.
Widowmaker, I believe.
And yes, Widowmaker. You also get all obviously all 21 year heroes, 5 digital skins. You get early access to the game a couple days early,
which will be on May 3rd through. One second, I'm scrolling now. May 3rd through 5th for pre-orders, and then it goes open on the 5th to the 9th everyone. But if everyone that pre-purchases receives 2 keys, one for themselves and one for a friend.
Yeah.
And then when it goes all open on the 5th, man, I'm thinking maybe I should just take a vacation during that week.
How much vacation time do you get? Good Lord.
Well, I mean, this is spring break, so that's why I'm not working.
Oh, okay.
So, and then, and if you get the collector's edition, by the way, you get the Tracer Hero for Heroes of the Storm. You get Baby Winston for WoW. You get an Overwatch card back for Hearthstone. You get Mercy's Wings for Diablo 3. And you get several player portraits for StarCraft 2. Along with this gorgeous Soldier 76 statue and the visual source book and the soundtrack. I am not a big collector's edition person. I might shell out the $100 for this version, because that oh man,
kind of sounds like Matt's gonna get it.
I just might.
Just for the pet.
Oh yeah.
Because I'll put a yeah, it's, a while for that. And that Soldier 76 statue is just, that is amazing.
Mm-hmm. One thing I like about this about Overwatch is, like, any new heroes are just going to be patched in, right?
Yep, free to play, patched right in. On to the next game. We have Hearthstone has their next expansion release, Whispers of the Old Gods.
Yep.
Everybody gets a C'Thun. You get a C'Thun, and you get a C'Thun, and you get a C'Thun.
I believe you get a C'Thun and 2. Followers, right?
Yeah, you get C'Thun and 2 Beckoners of Evil. C'Thun is a legendary card. Is 10 mana to cost. Battlecry is a 6/6 to start with. Battlecry, deal damage equal to this minion's attack randomly split among all enemies. The 2 Beckoners of Evil you get are Battlecry, are 2 cost, 2/3 minions. Battlecry, give your C'Thun +2/+2 wherever it is. It doesn't matter if it's in your hand, in your deck. Doesn't matter. That 6/6 becomes an 8/8 for still 10 mana. C'Thun is going to have 16 cards dedicated to it. So far have been released. We're going to go through some of the cards here.
Corrupted Healbot.
Corrupted Healbot. 5 for Death 6/6. Rattle.
Yeah. Yep. It's a 6/6 for 5. Death Rattle. Restore 8 health to the enemy hero.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's like, oh, my God, why would I ever do that? One, it's a big-ass zombie chow. And two, if you're playing Priest, that's freaking 8 damage to your opponent's face if you have Akanai Soul Priest on the play. That is insane for Shadow Priest. Polluted Hoarder, which is great. 4/2, 4/2, Death Rattle, draw a card. It's not that good of a card, but it's just great. The image on it is pretty good, too.
The Twilight Elder is pretty bad.
Yeah. 3/3/4 at the end of your turn, give your C'Thun +1/+1 wherever it is, so that thing stays out for 2 turns. And I'll give something for the bodies for the C'Thun minions. Like, they're not terrible. I mean, 3/3/4 is not horrible. And then my favorite card of all time, absolutely favorite card, Validated Doomsayer. At the start of it's 5/0/7. At the start of your turn, set this minion's attack to 7.
So it's going to get 1 hit in.
Yeah, and then just rip to shreds by a big game hunter, unless that gets nerfed or anything like that. I'm going to go over to our good friends over at Hearthhead and pull up some of the other ones that have been released.
Oh, the the Blaze ones, the Forbidden.
Forbidden
Flame. Spend all your mana, deal that much damage to a minion.
Yeah.
For zero. And then for Forbidden Shaping, spend all your mana, summon a random minion that costs that much.
Which is crazy, by the way.
So Temple's going to be insane, isn't it?
Priest is getting a big buff in this, seemingly. Also, while I'm looking up other stuff, Lady Liadrin was sent out as a paladin hero. If you level a Warcraft WoW character from 2 to level 20, you don't just get it if you have level 20s already. You have to level a character to level 20, which makes me sad.
So it's like 2 hours. I mean...
Yeah, but again, rather step on Legos than play WoW, so...
I don't know, that Eater of Secrets is looking pretty nice.
Oh, yeah. What does the Eater of Secrets do, Matt?
Destroy all enemy secrets. Gain 1/1 for each.
Suck it, Paladin.
Yeah, that's Blood Knight.
Kick that Secret Paladin right in the ass.
Suck it, Secret Paladin. Cthune's Servant is a 4 for a 4-2 Divine Shield. Battle Cry, give your Cthune +2/+2. Stand Against Darkness is your Ball of Dudes. 5 for summon 5, 1/1 Silverhand recruits. Kalaxi Amberweaver. If your Cthune has at least 10 attack, gain 5 health for this creature. It's 4 for a 4/5. It would be 4 for a 4/10 if you cut that ability off.
Do you think that they're going to come out with more cards like the Web Lord, which minions with Battlecry cost 2 more?
It would not surprise me. It would not surprise me that eventually we have anti-Old God cards in this. Like, you know, if like the cultists for Cthune will be possibly labeled as cultists. Like, you know, if you have a specific background code for them or something like that. So you have a card saying, you know, whenever a cultist is played, you know, destroy it or negate its power or something like that. It would not surprise me at all if something like that happens. As per just straight up all, you know, all minions with Battlecry get cost 2 more. I don't see it happening in this one. Maybe in the next expansion, but this one they're obviously trying to do something because they're getting rid of cards, and this is the first time they're getting rid of cards.
Yeah, and hopefully when it comes out at the end of latest May, its standard's going to come out, right?
Yes, it's coming out with it, yeah.
Okay. I'm looking at Kalaxi Amberweaver. I wonder if that's like it has to be on the field or anywhere.
Yeah, that one I don't know. I don't think there's been any kind of response from Yan Wu or Ben Brode on that.
You would think that Cthune would have to be out on the field.
Yeah, I mean, it is your Cthune, so, I mean, it could just flag it. Like, you've done all of this. It gets your nice yellow glow. You have a warrior one that's very similar to that one. Ancient Shield Bearer, 7 for a 6/6. If your Cthune has over 10 attack, gain 10 armor. And finally, the only other one that's been released so far is the Giant Sandworm, 8 for an 8/8 Hunter Beast. Whenever an attack by this minion kills another minion, it can attack again. Board Jesus Sweeper.
Yeah, easy.
Especially if you have ways of giving it Divine Shield or giving it health back, so...
I don't think hunters have heal, do they?
I mean, you could have other things, because you have, like, you have your Troll Shaman dude that's a neutral minion that can just restore 3 health.
Yeah, that's right.
You have ways of doing it, and... It's going to be a good card. I think it'll see some play. I'm sure somebody's going to try and create a control hunter with it. But it's going to need some love, because 8 health is going to go down pretty quick.
Yeah.
You know what? That Eater Secret the art should just be it devouring a paladin.
I wouldn't mind seeing it like taking a look at or like attacking. The freaking guy that brings out all your secrets.
Oh, the Crusader, yeah.
I would like to see him just absorbing that power out of just the Crusader, just like, just as a direct, like, kick to the ass of that card.
I don't know. The Eater of Secrets is kind of a, that's kind of a kick-ass card.
Oh, yeah, that's actually a pretty good card. I mean, just for the body itself, I mean, it is a 4/4, 2/4, so it's not great, but, you know, in a deck like, again, Priest, which has no way of dealing with secrets, as it is, having a higher health than attack creature in a Priest deck is just asking for danger, because I mean, you could just buff that up, throw a freaking Holy Fire on it, and then the thing that adjusts its attack power to its health, 8/8 for freaking 4 mana, and that's not if they don't have any secrets on the play.
So yeah, so pretty much...
I'm just wanting Alchemist Priest to do better, next, is what, right? I'm getting at here.
What's that?
I just want Priest to do better. I love Priest. I really do. Dragon Priest is still my favorite deck. That's the only deck I usually run. Got me up to rank 7 last season.
Oh, wow. Mysterious Challenger.
Mysterious Challenger. There we go.
I didn't open up my Hearthstone and look at it.
And finally, final bit of Blizzard news here. Diablo 2.
And Warcraft 3.
And Warcraft 3 got patches. Diablo 2 got its last... it came out 16 years ago, guys. 16 years ago. Raul was like 8 when this game came out.
I was killing 12.
That was close. So I'm, yeah, the older games, as you would expect, have issues, you know, keeping up with technology that there's no way they could even thought it would have existed back in, you know, 2000. So they patched it, and they also they're no longer having really bad issues with modern operating systems, but also they finally. Congratulations, Mac users. You can finally play Diablo 2 without doing weird crap to your computer. So, great. Yes. Bravo, Mac users. You can finally play Diablo 2 without stressing.
You can finally use all that overpriced hardware.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. So, yeah, that was fun. I saw that one. That's cool. All right. So what other gaming news do we have here, Raul?
We've got Xbox is releasing a patch that can that supports crossplay now.
Boom.
That's allowing the developers to actually either create a game with crossplay or actually just patch it in, which would be huge for games like the Tom Clancy's The Division.
Division, yep.
Because like right now, I mean, you have a very fragmented audience right there,
mm-hmm.
because there's people who have the Monster machines for PC, and then I mean, would it be fair? I mean, if you think about it, gaming on a PC and then gaming on a console.
I mean, it's not. I mean, I've had this argument with like pretty much any crossplay game. You know, you played with us on Rocket League, which is, by the way, confirmed. The Rocket League creator confirmed that they're going to do this. They're going to be the first ones that are out of the gate with this.
Well, I mean, they already do have a version of this.
Yeah,
but you have to make your own private
exactly.
lobby.
It's a little hacky. You have to do some back alley deals and lose a lung in order to be able to play with your friends. By the way, Raul, I still have that contract. I'm going to be there to collect later this year. sorry, man, for the kids, FTK. hashtag extra life. But they've said that they're going to
terrible donation seem like the mob.
Yeah. the Rocket League creator is going to put a patch in there to be able to just properly play across all platforms without doing private games or anything like that. But I mean, as experience with Rocket League, when you played against me, I have a gaming PC, I have a rig, I just got a new one. You had no, in fact, because you played more, you had no inherent advantages over me. Just because it looks better on my thing and may render things slightly faster, that's not going to get over the fact of skill.
Yeah.
I mean, with games like Rocket League and things like that, I mean, controller's the way to go. Now, shooters like Overwatch, if that gets it, please, God, let Overwatch have the freaking crossplay. Blizzard, please, just come on, give us that. And announce it soon before any of this happens so people don't go buying all three versions.
Blizzard wouldn't allow you to, like, oh, you buy the Xbox version, we'll give you the PC version.
No, but if they're going to do crossplay, I hope they announce it, because that way, you know, if you want to buy on PS4, hey, you can play with your PC friends. I mean, they don't do that currently with Diablo 3 on the consoles, but that's kind of a different horse. That game's handled very differently on console than it is on PC.
Yeah, because they had to completely redo the UI.
Yeah, it's really good on consoles, by the way. Like, Diablo 3 is really good on... I really wish I could just play with a controller on PC.
PC, yeah.
It's the thing is, this is probably one of the bigger gaming news out right now.
Yeah.
Because for simple fact that... Now, I mean, you've had all these PlayStation fanboys and your Xbox fanboys and your PC fanboys. They've always been at war, conflict, and stuff like that. Well, this kind of, you know, just... This is quite possibly... We could see the beginning of just everything becoming cross-platform. We'll see these whole fights with which system is better, blah blah blah. It's so funny, you know. It's not half-hearted. Some of these people get really passionate about their console systems.
Oh yeah,
They can. I've seen the forums and Facebook, and it gets really mean sometimes. And I'm
did
like,
did you see when they announced Quantum Break was going to be on PC as well?
Yes. By the way, it makes me super happy. If you can't tell, I wanted to play that game when I saw it was an Xbox One exclusive. I'm like, crap. And then
no, but like all the Xbox fanboys just went insane.
Yeah, and you know
because
what?
They're like, oh, they actually. Who's the head of Microsoft right now? Phil Spencer, right?
For gaming, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I'm going to cancel my pre-order because it's on PC. You're going to cancel your pre-order because more people get to play the game?
Yeah, right?
He actually replies that way.
Oh, yeah. Phil Spencer does not play around. Like, he's not one to mince words. Which is good. Yeah, I saw that, and I'm like, instantly, I wanted to play that game so bad. And I'm not getting an Xbox One, so I'm happy that I get to play it. But yeah, the people who just, you're going to get rage. Hey, guess what? The internet's going to rage.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but maybe I have that whole hippy-dippy version. I know as gamers, we're competitive as hell. But, I mean, as far as like a community, though, I think maybe we should be a little bit more cohesive. Maybe more gaming companies would listen to us if we were.
Yeah, you'd think that. All right. What else do we have?
We've got a new game from Ska Studios called Salt and Sanctuary. This is the same company that brought the Dishwasher Samurai. I don't know if you ever played that one. And no. Vampire Smile.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah. I mean, the art style, it's that, like, how would you call it? That grays and blacks.
Yeah, muted cel-shaded.
Yeah, hand-drawn. I mean, it looked amazing. It's pretty much, Salt and Sanctuary is pretty much a 2D Dark Souls. Down to, like, stamina bar, items, flasks, and instead of souls, you use salt.
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, which I'm probably going to pick it up.
Oh, it's for the Vita, payday. Too? Oh, that's fantastic. I might pick that up for the Vita.
Oh, it's on Vita, too?
Yeah.
I think it's, like, a timed exclusive for the PS4. But it is coming to PC.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind playing it on my Vita, though. And I'm okay with that. I'm good with hardness. Giggity.
And our last story of the night, Rocket League gets basketball.
Yeah!
Just in time for March Madness, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Funny how that one worked.
Oh, that I'm looking at the tweet of it. So you actually have to knock it up to get into the
basket. Yeah, you have to jump to get it in there, and that's really cool. I'm so stoked, man. Rocket League is one of my favorite games that I've played. I just picked it up this year last year, technically now, for Extra Life, and like it quickly became one of my favorite games that I've played in a very long time. and just keep adding, just keep giving me more reason to go back and play this amazing game that I really should not like as much as I do.
I've heard the Mutilator is kind of, it's a double-edged sword at times, right?
Yeah.
You can just completely ruin a game.
Yeah, well, yeah. yeah, I just, oh, man. I saw this and I squealed. I'm like, because it makes me think that it could be almost like NBA Jam kind of basketball with cars, and I'm good with this. this is not going to be your NCAA. This is not going to be your NBA 2K16 game. I'm sincerely hoping for NBA Jam, and if I ever do some, I want to do some commentary for it, and I will totally get like my 90s Merv Albert, boom shakalaka, he's on fire.
Is there a spectator mode in Rocket League?
Yeah, you can join a game as a spectator. On any game. And like seriously, I will straight up like Marv Albert that thing from the 90s, like
yes
he's on fire from downtown.
Oh man, I remember that in the arcades.
So many quarters wasted on that game. And so many, I broke 3 Sega Genesis controllers over that game because my cousins were a bunch of dicks and they were so much better at me than me, and it just pissed me off. I would just throw my controller, smash against the ground, because the OG Genesis controllers not so greatly built. So
I can so see you doing that. I can see you doing it now.
Now I'm a little bit more reserved when people are better than me. You missed it at Dragon Con last year when we were playing Mortal Kombat X, and a guy who is dressed up as Sub-Zero takes Raul's controller because I'm beating Raul pretty regularly at that point, and then I
pass it off to him.
Yeah, he like stealthily hands it off to him. All of a sudden, he sits next to me like, oh shit. Boom. 30 seconds later, I'm done. Like, I'm feeling all good and stuff. And just a boom right in the face. Like,
mortality.
Oh, man. Oh, I cannot wait for Dragon Con this year, guys. All right, so...
I'm pretty pumped.
On that note, we're going to go ahead and wrap this special edition of the Geek.io show up. If you like this Gamer Geek stuff, if you like what we're doing with this, shoot us an email, geekioshow@gmail.com. Just put Gamer Geeks in the subject line. You can also, if you want to, tweet us at twitter.com/geekioshow, facebook.com/geekioshow. Or you can give us a call, 727-489-4335. That is 727-489-GEEK. We air every Thursday at 10-ish p.m. Eastern, depending on how many technical difficulties we have at the time, 7 p.m. Pacific, and Friday, for our friends down under, Friday at 1 p.m. Australian Eastern, daylight time, geek-io.net/live, twitch.tv/geekioshow, and tunein.alphageekradio.com on channel 1 when I remember to put it up, and diamondclub.tv. I'm used to passing the baton at this point. Next week on the Geek.io show, the one, the only Justin Robert Young from the Night Attack podcast, from the Jury podcast, from Politics is going to join us for, and many, many shenanigans will be had. Raul, bring your ruinum.
It's empty.
Bring the bottle. I'll probably drag my bottle out of the fridge just to have it like over there when he's here. All right, so I get to play thing. Maybe it'll work without completely killing my audio.
Now it's time for the Geek.io Winter Movie Smackdown Update.
Coming at nobody's surprise, Dale leaps in the first place with Zootopia completely just beating the crap out of everything.
It destroyed
everything. And it's such a good movie, too. Like, that movie
is it bigger than Frozen?
I think at this point it is. I think at this point it's made more than Frozen. I'll look over on Box Office Mojo really quick. But I'm fairly sure at this point it is bigger than Frozen. I don't know if on a cultural level it's going to reach as high as Frozen. Like, I don't know if it's going to have as much staying power as Frozen, but I think money-wise it's pulled in more. certainly pulled in more than, unfortunately, Big Hero 6, which it's still, I still like Big Hero 6 more than Zootopia, and I love Zootopia. But Dale rocking at $39.3 million in first place. I am in second place with $33.8 million. Rolls in third with $23.6 million. Jared as a veto is in fourth place with $21.2 million. And Sakani, with his big punch coming at the end of next month, or this month, in last place currently with $16.4 million. Batman versus Superman is being talked at $1 billion domestically.
Really?
You think? Yes.
It is being, it is currently being touted as that.
What would he get for it for a billion?
Well, I don't know if it's going to make that in 2 weeks.
Oh, no. That, in 2 weeks, he'll probably like, make, what, 150, 200?
No, I think, it, I mean, if it's slated for $1 billion, which Star Wars Episode 7 was too, he'll probably get about as much as what I got for Star Wars, what pulled in Star Wars Episode 7, which is like 400 something million. But he only paid $12 for Batman versus Superman. So, yeah.
That would completely dominate, wouldn't it?
Yes. Showdown, recent CG animated film. Zootopia is in for. No, hold on. This is comparing. Okay. Zootopia, as of right now, has made $159 million domestically. Inside Out. Domestically in its entire run. By the way, that's Zootopia as of today. Domestic box office gross for Inside Out total was $356 million. Lego Movie total was $257 million. Minions was $336 million. And currently, Frozen out of all of those is leading with $400 million domestic gross box office. I think at this point, yeah, Zootopia completely crushed it on opening weekend compared to Frozen, and it's averaging currently more, so I think by time it's out of all the theaters, it's going to be higher than Frozen. And I also don't know if this counts the Frozen sing-along version in there.
Was it a musical too, or
no? There's no songs in Zootopia. Well, correction. Okay. Shakira has a song. It's the song, you know, the one song that everybody, that everyone gets, you know, Immortals for Big Hero 6, you know, that kind of thing. It has that one Disney song from Shakira, but other than that, no. It is just genuinely. It is the most kid friendly. Movie about race relations and gender roles ever known. So, you know.
Wow. All right. I might want to check that out.
it is straight up a movie about race relations and gender roles. Not even joking. In fact, pulling quotes from Donald Trump, just kind of replacing it with the word predator as opposed to Muslim. I'm going to let you take that one out of context, by the way. Figure that one out.
Holy crap. All right. And going on the website this week, how it stacks, stacking Legend of Zelda and game, very confused over the timeline. I don't know why it's so confusing. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it makes absolutely perfect sense where, you know, at the end of Ocarina of Time, Link dies and doesn't die.
he's the Scrollinger cat of
Schrodinger's gaming. Link.
Yeah. Actually, Scrooge's Link is pretty good.
It's going to be the show title, by the way. I'm calling that one right now.
Life of an Accounting Droid reviews the second X-Men Age of Apocalypse trailer and the latest Captain America Civil War trailer.
Spider-Man! Oh,
I saw the Civil War trailer. It's good. I haven't seen the new Apocalypse one yet.
It's all right. It's shaping up to be, if you liked Days of Future Past and First Class, it's shaping up to be another one of those. I did. I enjoyed the hell out of those two movies. So
this is the final of the First Class.
Yeah.
Trilogy, this, right?
Yeah. And then they're thinking about spinning it out into kind of just evolving it from there, either in more movies or anything like that. But that is going to be, this is the final one of the proper First Class storyline.
You think they should? Well, it was probably already done by the time Deadpool came out, right?
Yeah. This was already done. They might be doing some post production stuff on it, because on average, a movie of this caliber is not going to be done with post production stuff before like 3 weeks before the movie is being released. Like, there's screeners out there for them, for those who, you know, the actors and stuff like that. But the final product is not going to be done before like 3 weeks into it. But it's done filming and editing and
like
everything.
The final rendering, because it takes like a week to render something.
Yes. But yeah, so you got that. So that'll be between that and Civil War. That's going to be mine and Matt's first bro dates when he moves down here.
Oh, that's right. Definitely.
Got to make sure the armrest between us is up so we can snuggle.
Ain't nothing like two chubby bastards snuggling.
Yeah, right.
Matt, just check. Pepper spray does have an expiration date.
Also, just remember, I get to hold the popcorn on my lap, my friend.
No means no.
So you can support us over at our Patreon site over patreon.com/geekio. You can help us out with a small monthly donation that is supporting every single show on the entire network and all of our blogs. That is hours upon hours upon hours of content for you guys. Monthly pledge, you know, $1, $5, a little bit goes a very long way. I want to see the Manicool become a weekly thing. And with your guys' help, we can adjust some schedules and work some things out with the people playing, and we can make it a weekly thing instead of, you know, taking up space where we could be doing things like this and stuff like that. So, you know, I would love to see that, and it's actually a pretty low bar. We're not asking much. We also got to the point where we can stop ads on the show, stop ads on the network entirely. All you'll hear is, you know, friends and music during the show instead of ads. But yeah, the patreon.com/geekio, if you want your site shouted out, anything like that, head on over there. There's instructions for everything. There's me acting like a dork on the video. It's fantastic, and it helps us out in a big, big, big way.
And if you want to listen to our other podcasts, we can be heard on geek-io.net/Stitcher and geek-io.net/iTunes. Leave us an honest review, and we'll gladly read it on the show.
Absolutely. And spoiler alert, the show title for this week is going to be Schrodinger's Link. So I'm just going to put that out there right now. So on that note, folks, let us know what you like, what you thought about this. Obviously, this is kind of an episode zero. We do more production, stuff like that, for reviews and news and things like that. So let us know what you think about this. And there might be more in the future if you guys like it. Twitter.com/geekioshow or geekioshow@gmail.com. Anything else before we close out this special version of the Geekio Show?
No, keep gaming.
Yep. And by all means, stay geek and proud.
Exactly. So folks, go over to also facebook.com/congeeksftw, by the way, for some of our upcoming Con Geek stuff. Me, Matt, April, really.
Angela.
Hmm?
Angela.
Angela. Sorry, I forgot her name.
That's okay.
Blonde. and furry guy whose name I forget as well.
Yeah.
Daniel? Maybe? I only remember Dave. Raul because I talked to Dave. Him on a weekly Dave. Basis.
Dave,
I was close.
Super furry.
All right, folks, go over to Con Geeks FTW over on Facebook. Got some stuff coming up there. Like I said, now that we're talking about it, I might look into the Barcade in Atlanta for a nice Dragon Con meetup, since that's going to be our official Con Geeks convention this year, since pretty much all of us are going to it.
That's right.
So, on that note, folks, we'll be back next week with Justin, Robert, Young, and the normal retinue of all of our shenanigans. See you next Thursday. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
This has been a podcast of the Geek AO Media Network, where you put your geek in and geek out. For more geeky goodness, head over to geek-io.net. Copyright 2016.